Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Burt Show.
All right, look, if you're going to have problems in your marriage, can we just put them on pause for the first 2 years? All right, can we just make the first 2 years an honest relationship before the marriage starts crumbling? Katie knows somebody who already, they just pretty much got married. It's a new wife. And this dude finds out that she's been lying about finances?
Yes, and I want to know what you all would do if you all were in the situation. So my friend, her father, he just recently got married to a woman that he's been dating for about 2 years. They decided to keep, you know, no real wedding. They just went to the courthouse, had a little reception. They're like, we're too old for that. Let's just get straight to the point. And for the most part, from what my friend has known about this relationship, it's been good. She's met the woman. She thinks the woman is nice and great. So she, of course, was like, I'm happy that she's in our lives now, right?
There's been no red flags that they've noticed.
No red flags at all. So when they...
That's a red flag, by the way.
No red flags,
no
is,
red
a red
flags
flag.
Is a red flag.
There has to be at least one little red one.
It gotta be something
one
wrong.
One little red one.
It should be a yellow flag, not a red.
All right.
There is no such thing as no red flags.
No.
Right.
Can't be too... That's too... It's perfect.
Oh, I guess. So before they got married, they discussed what their future would look like because they lived in separate households and they lived in an apartment and they were trying to determine, do we get a house? And if we're going to get a house, then we're going to need to make this investment. There's going to be a lot of money that we're going to put into this. However, she told my friend's father that, you know, let's hold off on the house because I have some debts that I need to pay off. And I just want to let you know, before getting married, mm-hmm. I'm in debt.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe getting a house right now is not the best idea. We can just do an apartment. It's only the two of us. Our kids are grown.
She was honest right from the jump, though.
Right.
That's a green flag.
Hmm?
Is it what?
That's a green flag.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Exactly.
Show all the ugliness right off the bat.
But that's
what Mo says.
Some debt, some might consider that a little red flag, considering how significant the debt is.
For sure.
So he's like, you know what? If we're going to be a part of this union, you're my woman. I got you, right? Because at this time, he's thinking, I make more money.
Mm-hmm.
I have a little stuff stacked up. How much in debt are you? And I'll see what I can help you pay off.
Sure.
So we can get down. So she tells him how much debt she is. And it's probably ranging nearly 30K.
Oh, okay.
Of debt.
Okay.
That's significant.
A little heavy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Very heavy. But he helps her pay it. He pays about 25.
Whoa, come on, King.
Right?
Wow. Because
He got some money stacked up. And This is his lady. Why not? Not thinking anything of it. They get married. They've only been married for like a month or so. Not too long. And he notices one day going through mail that there's like a, I guess like her savings account statement that's out on like the table. And when he sees the number...
Uh-oh. It was already open or he opened it?
It was already open.
Okay.
It was like with all the mail though. Like, you know, you open mail, leave it around. And he sees the number. She has about a quarter of a mil in her savings account.
Uh-oh. In her savings account?
In her savings account.
Oh, no.
Not only that, he sees this. He's upset. He confronts her like, hey, what's this? Where does money come from, right? You never tell me about this money. And she confesses, I've been lying about my finances. I actually had this money stacked up. I don't know what excuse she gave. She just said that she had money stacked up. And then she told him about her income. Not only that, he thought that she probably made about 70K a year.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, she's well in the six figures.
Oh, good boy.
So now he feels like I just helped you pay this debt off that you could have paid yourself.
Easily.
Easily. but you purposely didn't tell me this. What do I do with this information now?
Look, man.
Ooh, financial infidelity.
Totally. I mean,
this is so tough for me because my first instinct is I want my money back and I'm gone. But you rich and now I kind of want to stay. I'm confused.
What was the reasoning behind her not being honest at all?
I didn't get the full details of the reasoning why. She just said, basically, I'm sorry. I don't know.
I know sometimes reasoning for a woman is, look, I'm going to have this in my back pocket. So if something goes wrong with me and my man, then I can always fall back on this, which I sort of respect, to be honest with you, because if you're depending on somebody else for all of your cash and he decides like this thing is all over, you've got nothing.
So financial safety net, I totally understand.
Yeah. But this is him paying off her debt when she has this. That's 100% wrong. And then lying on, like, what was she trying to accomplish by lying about her salary also? Or her? She didn't lie, I guess. He was just assuming.
I think from what I'm basing this off of, I think it's more of what can I get out of him?
Exactly.
Like, how much will he really do for me? How much does he really love me?
See, this is such a character thing for me. That's like cheating for me. It's such a character issue that she lied and had him cover for her when she had the means. I don't know that I would look at her the same way.
For me, it would be just as bad as cheating. It's like the same thing. It's not the fact that she had the money. If you wanted to keep that to yourself and have a little stash just in case, that's fine. I mean, a quarter of a million is more than a little stash. But the fact that you let me pay off the debt, knowing that you had that and could have paid it your own debt 50-11 times if you wanted to, it would be no coming back for me.
Totally getting taken advantage of.
Mm-hmm. So
playing a fool. He must feel like a fool.
What's your friend saying her dad's doing?
Well, he's conflicted because he's like, at this age, I thought I found love and I really want to be with her. And we just got married. We just moved in. This is a sticky situation. So he doesn't really know what he's going to do.
I would be breaking up, but she taking me on a vacation first.
She's cutting me a check for $25,000.
That is honestly the first thing she's got to do is give that back.
And he shouldn't have to ask for it. After he finds this out, he should not. She should immediately pull out that checkbook and write him a $25,000 check and hand it to him without him even having to ask.
That's true.
100%
with interest.
Yes, it's the Bird Show.
The Bird Show.